News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It is now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and we're live at the KMAN studios this morning. And we have a great opportunity to visit with the CEO of Metalark Hills, Lonnie Baker. Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we are very fortunate to have you join us here, and we'll get a little different perspective. We've been having a lot of very newsy-type things that have been happening throughout many of our updates we've had here on KMAN, mostly with some physicians, including, and then, of course, Bob Koppel up at Ascension Via Christi Hospital. But we're going to look at things with COVID-19 from a little bit different slant. We do know that in Riley County, there are 9 reports, and I believe we're up to 4 in Pottawatomie County now. And I thought it would be interesting to discuss what's happening at Metalark Hills, and you have a vulnerable community there. And Lonnie, bring us up to date on the status of Metalark Hills right now, and then I want to talk a little bit about some of the preparations that you have gone through, some of the decisions that you have made in order to ensure the health and the safety of not just your residents, but your staff, too. So you're kind of on a lockdown now.
We are. At this point, we're not accepting any community visitors. We have closed the Campbell entrance to the campus, and from the Tuttle side, we now have a check-in point just to make sure that people are abiding by those rules.
I know, so it's quite an obstacle course to get through there.
It is. We're not looking to make it easy to get in.
And it's not unusual that we have an obstacle course on Tuttle Creek Boulevard, but to get in there, it is extremely challenging. Are guests or family allowed? And the reason I bring this up is because I saw a video of someone waving from the street to their parent, I believe, there on the Metalark campus. And this has been a couple of weeks now. Are those types of activities allowed, or are you just kind of like do you have a guard up there at the entrance to say no can do?
Well, we've had some pretty happy greeting people up at the front side. No, not necessarily guards, but yeah, we're turning away family and all visitors right now.
Okay.
I think as everybody is seeing, we get more and more information about this virus, and it's just really concerning, the number of people that can be walking around infectious and just not know it.
Well, I think that one of the things is that you took some steps early initially to try to make sure that this did not come through and be problematic for your residents.
We did. March 13th is when we really started making the most significant changes to the campus. Social distancing, we started trying to get in place then, and a lot of what you have to do initially is just great education, really talking to people about what's going on, letting them know best practices, and as everybody has seen following this, every day brings something new.
How many residents do you have on the Metalark Hills campus?
So on our main campus, we have about 360 residents. We have 8 residents then in our scenic house over on Scenic Avenue, and then we have close to that at our Riley house, just north of Riley.
Okay. All right. And how many staff?
Just over 500.
Goodness. That's quite a ratio of staff to residents, isn't it?
It is. And so some of that is we do a lot of things around campus. We also do some food service and laundry service off of campus. But our home health serves a lot of people as well. So not only do we serve a 30-mile radius around Manhattan, but we're also in Topeka as well.
We're visiting today with Lonnie Baker, CEO of Metalark Hills, and I would suppose probably the biggest influx of potential coronavirus carriers would be actually from staff.
Yeah, at this point, that's our greatest concern. Mm-hmm. And certainly we're asking our staff to practice great care and social distancing. But the others that would come on campus, so we prepare a lot of meals. There's a lot of packages. There's a lot of supply. But we have a process for that. So any packages that are coming from off campus. They come into a central location, so nothing's delivered directly to a resident. We're then able to hand that off to our staff members to get it to the right place. And by doing that, the delivery people are actually, they're one point and back out and right out of our way.
Do you have any data on how much personal protection equipment you may go through in a given day or week at Meadowlark Hills?
Yeah, so, Dave, it varies an awful lot. So right now, in looking at masks, the N95 is the most precious, and we and everybody else are currently protecting that for the days when we have to deal with the COVID cases. The KN95s come next, and we have a small stock of those surgical masks then being next best. Our health department, though, and the hospitals are doing a good job of trying to procure more to get into the Manhattan area.
Now, have you had any coronavirus patients at Meadowlark?
We have not yet. We're
keeping our fingers crossed.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. Well, the preventive measures that you're taking definitely are. You can see the impact of them with not having any patients at this point, because as we know, there have been some senior care facilities up, particularly what was it in Burlington and in Kansas City, have had some their patients and their staff have been compromised with some positive cases so far too. So,
yeah. Burlington, it spread quite quickly through that little community.
Yeah, what are some of the neat things that you have seen from people up on the Meadowlark Hill campus? There have been so many little positive stories, and I'm sure you've got some folks up there that are really trying to lighten things up and make life a little bit better up there in spite of, you know, the lockdown.
Yeah, we've been trying to keep things as close to normal as possible. So the last line on every job description at Meadowlark Hills is other duties as assigned, and we've always laughed about that a little bit because it seems like there's a lot of other duties as assigned. These days, I think that should be the first line on every job description. The staff are just doing an amazing job of jumping in wherever they're needed. They're putting in great hours, being creative. We've always been blessed to have really bright, creative, energized staff, and Sarah Duggan helped get our Touchdown, which is an internal TV station, up and going. And since then, we have church services on that channel. We have fitness classes. We have yoga. There's a new segment, not to compete with you, Dave, but Sarah does a wonderful job. And we also have kind of a comedy session. So that's been great. It's our residents getting to see the people that they would have normally seen on a daily basis.
And probably more fitted with the comedy bit.
and so we have Friday night program has been a staple at Meadowlark Hills, so we're continuing that tradition, and again, they're just great people that keep stepping up to create new material.
Are there any aspects, any services at Meadowlark Hills that other than allowing guests to come in that your residents have not been able to participate in?
Yeah, so Meadowlark has always been great at throwing parties. Well, these days we're not doing much of that.
Okay.
And I think that's the area where there's been the greatest effect. Aside from that, our restaurant is still open. Anybody that had a meal at Meadowlark knows that we have some great people in there that make great meals. That gets delivered to the residents. We've set up a small grocery store just to keep stock of normal items, and we have delivery available for that. Residents can still order meals from off campus or packages from Amazon, and we get all of those things to them.
When some of those packages come in, do you treat those packages?
You know, there's been a lot of debate on the right approach for that. So outside packaging you want to remove is fairly standard, but we haven't added anything significant there. plastic metal. I believe are the two surfaces that this virus lives the longest on, and that can be up to 72 hours. But the typical things that get shipped in cardboard and paper and all of that, less than 24-hour life for the virus.
Mm-hmm. What are some things that you're looking for whenever you hear the news of whatever coronavirus updates that you may be getting? What are some things that concern you the most when you hear them?
So the Metal Arc and the other retirement communities around are going to live this the longest, right? But for us to feel safe, it will be past the point that the community or the state or federal level that that they're feeling that we can get back to more business as usual. And so what concerns me the most is just how do we get out of that on the backside of this thing? You know, having adequate testing is going to be vital. Us knowing who is in that space, what those risk factors are. So that I pay quite a bit of attention to. The PPE certainly is a concern for all of us around, and just making sure, hoping that those production numbers keep ramping up. And outside of that, I'll say that our local health community has just been tremendous in this. The doctors coming together, the hospital, the surgical hospital, the health department, they're getting on calls. They've been doing that before we've had a single case in town, and they've been a wonderful resource to stay current with some of the best practices. And then internally, our staff is watching the Center for Disease Control website every single day, Leading Age Kansas, Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services, as well as Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Well, we certainly wish you and all those at Metal Arc Hills well with this challenge that we're all facing, and not all of us have to face it from the same directive. There's just so many aspects that I don't think any of us had ever really possibly embraced as it becoming a possibility. And I think that, hopefully we have adapted enough to overcome and withstand the challenge. And I know that that's that challenge takes a different level when it comes to those that are in, you know, the most vulnerable status.
It does. And one point that we keep trying to drive home is I know that there's people out there that aren't all that concerned. I mean, nobody wants to get this thing, but for a lot of people, it's not life-threatening. But one caregiver in our community that goes into a clean environment, so one staff member from our retirement community can spread this to an awful lot of vulnerable individuals that can literally be facing end of life. So we really just want to keep driving home the point that even if you personally don't have a great deal of concern, you got to think about the others around our community that are at high risk.
Yeah. Lonnie, anything else that you would like to share with our community here?
Oh, I might give a quick personal story.
Sure. Love that.
Spring break, my family and I were in Breckenridge, Colorado, and that's when all of this started blowing up, and I was in communication pretty constantly back with our team here. And middle of the night, finally, just couldn't take it anymore. Drove back, got into Metal Arc, and 2 days later found out that I and my family were going to be on quarantine for having visited Summit County, Colorado. So I've got to experience what that's like to stay indoors all that time. And I'll say my family is just absolutely amazing. They practice social distancing within our home so well, I hardly saw any of them.
That's quite a testament there. Did they just try to dodge you?
Well, to be fair, my days were pretty much spent on the phone and sitting in my office.
Certainly.
We know that it takes a toll on people. Getting a little bit of fresh air is awful nice. But again, you know, we all just need to do our part in getting through this.
I think a lot of us, when this situation passes, we're going to have one tremendous, voluminous sigh of relief. And we can't get that soon enough, can we?
Absolutely.
Lonnie Baker, CEO of Metal Arc Hills, a delight to have you on here this morning, and hopefully we'll get another chance here before too long to visit with you again and continue to do the good work up there and exchange our thanks to all those that work up at Metal Arc Hills. So many of us have family and friends that are up there. I've got so many great friends that are residents there at Metal Arc Hills, and I know that they certainly appreciate and adore all the help that they get from your staff, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Absolutely. Lonnie, have a great day and enjoy your weekend, probably not having to socially distance from your family, and that may be a good thing for them, for all of you. Lonnie Baker, CEO of Metal Arc Hills. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Dave. Thank you.
That's our COVID-19 awareness update here at News Radio KMAN. And, there's so many news headlines that continue to come out. A number of Manhattan and area businesses closed their doors yesterday. Some are taking some initiative on allowing only a certain number of folks in their store to shop at one particular time. So there's a lot of things that are going on. And if you are going to be going out to a store, you might just double check with their website or whatever the case may be, just to make sure that A, they are open, and B, what they are allowing. So keep healthy, keep safe, and keep listening here to News Radio KMAN. We'll keep you up to date. I'm Dave Lewis with this COVID-19 update.
719 at News Radio KMAN. A look at our forecast comes next.